And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Take your offering out. Father, we thank you for what you've given us. In Jesus' name, we bless you with this offering, Lord. Amen. Ushers, please receive the offering. Now we are closing for now. We'll be back around 9:30. Tonight, we are not going to go till 4 or 3. We are going to have a shorter prayer meeting. But at this prayer meeting, I want to give you a very important key for your prayer in the remaining few days that we have. Amen. So make sure you are here on time. By 10, we should be in full blast, bloom, and blaze. Okay? Is it beautiful? Amazing? And so I want to give you what to pray for. Very important. I'm not going to give it to you now because I think you must be a little tired now. So go and refresh and make sure that you are here for that time. And then we will be proceeding in our journey. Now, God wants people who listen to him and who obey him, who listen to his voice, who he can speak to, who can hear him and obey him. But the whole world has run after the devil and have so many characteristics of demons. So much evil has infiltrated the world. How many believe that? How many live in Accra? How many believe that if somebody decides that Accra will be covered with kota, that is, there will be no red sand road in any place of Accra? Accra is from Tema to Kaswa, and you know where? Yes, to Aburi, as Accra. That when a helicopter flies over, there will be no red sand road anywhere because it's the capital. How many believe that in just 1 year, if somebody wants it, the whole city will be smooth? How many believe that? Yes. But it will not happen because Satan is actually the ruler of the world. Yes. And is a malevolent creature. Check malevolent.
Wish to do evil.
Having what?
Having or showing a wish to do evil.
Malevolent. To others. Having
or showing a wish to do evil to others.
He has a wish to do evil to those of us in Accra, that we should not drive or see tar roads with the pavement. It's possible in 12 months. Ghana. Ah. Satan is actually the God. He's the shadow government. Malevolent. Wishing evil. Ah. If you fly over, you know, when the plane lands, Satan is actually the God. is the shadow government. Malevolent. Wishing evil. If you fly over, you know, when the plane lands, and you look out of the window, you see brown, just easily gone. Oh, brown. The whole, the city, you think it is Salaga. It's the main place, the poshest. Brown! Yeah. But a malevolent creature is actually the god of this world. Yes. Wishing to do evil. If they give only one nuclear bomb, one can build every school that we need for free SHS. One nuclear bomb and all hospitals and everything for the next 40 years that we need in Ghana. If they take just one of their nuclear bombs. But there is a shadow government ruling the world so that what is easy, what is good, what should be done, what can be done will never be done. So that ill and evil happens to the creatures on the earth. Satan hates us, Paul. So for you to pray without binding him, I know, Tressa, you have missed the point. And we must take up Satan as spiritual beings who walk by faith. Yes. And fight him tooth and nail. Resilient. Check resilient. Check resilient. We checked it yesterday. But to remind you. Resilient. Recovering readily from illness, depression, adversity. Hey, this is new. And which other one? Elastic. Springing back. You are springing back. I say you are springing back. Yes. Your life is springing back. Those of you who feel disappointed, you are springing back. Yeah. You are like an elastic band. Yeah. Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Your sadness is not forever.
Yeah.
You know, one day I was with a widow and I told her she was wearing black and it was the deepest part of the sadness. And I told her, one day you will laugh. Me myself, when I was saying that, I couldn't imagine what can make her laugh in this life. But one day I was passing outside the office and I heard her laughing. I said, look at it. That's happened practically. You will laugh again in Jesus' name. You are like an elastic band bouncing back into life. Bouncing back into action. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit down. Now, as for long prayers, watch the future. Long prayers, watch the future. Some years from now, you will tell somebody, I remember I was at an Akazo campus. I was in the gardens and I was praying. I never knew that what I'm seeing will be connected to those prayers. Yes. Watch long prayers. Have that fear for long prayers where you stay in the house of God or you just stay in the presence of God and pray, because it births things you don't know. Things you can't plan for yourself. When you are planning, you wouldn't plan it. When you are planning, you wouldn't plan it. Because you are below that plan. It can't come to your mind. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Listening.
Yes. So, fear these type of prayers. You know, one time the King of England or the Queen of England said, "What I fear is the prayers of John Knox." When that man is praying, yeah. It will be the mysterious reason for your presence and your persistence in certain things in the future. Yes. So fear your own prayers. They will happen, you'll be surprised. Not that they will happen, but something will happen as a result of the prayers. Because a lot of the prayers are mysteries. Yes. When I was praying, I was thinking of Yonggi Choa. You know, he's 80 something years old. And I was thinking of what he has been to me in my life. It just came to my mind. I don't know why. I was thinking of, how my wife and myself have been to Korea so many times, and the things he has exposed me to, taking me here, people that have related with me because of him, and a whole lot of things. I would never have prayed, "Father, I want to meet Yonggi Cho," or I know somebody called Yonggi Cho. Or I didn't know him. I didn't know of him. Yes. So, you see, you can't even pray for what you need. Because you don't even know what you need. Or what is good for you. Something that is good for you, I see, is coming like a high-speed train in your direction. Yes. So many of the good things that you need, you can't pray for because you don't know about it. That's what I'm trying to. Yes. You don't know about the good things. The good things you know about are few. So you don't even know about them to ask for them. If you were given, write quickly things that are very good and important, but you wouldn't write it. I wouldn't write many of the good things. Yes. You may pray for a car. Today, I don't own a car. I don't own any car. There's no car in the world that you can point to and say, "That's my car." Some years ago, I was praying for a car. And I didn't get the car I was praying for. It was a Peugeot 405. Second-hand one. It was my dream car. I stood and looked at it. The man was selling it. And I was, "Father, Chabasabe." Our prayers are pitiful. We don't even know what is important. Eh? Yes. We don't even know what is important. 405. Do they even make it now? I don't think so. Yeah. So, I am sure those tongues you were speaking in the gardens and throughout today, fear them. Yes. Jesus said, "Will he find faith on earth? That if you, being evil, can go to an unjust judge, and the unjust judge will listen to you, how much more would your Father speedily avenge those who call on him day and night?" So day prayers and night prayers. Serving God in the day, serving God in the night. My darling Frida, if you were to ask God for what? Something wonderful and great. You wouldn't know what you are asking. I promise you. You wouldn't know most anything that is important. You would praise some funny little things. Did you hear me? I say you would pray for some funny little things which are free for you in abundance. That is not something you even pray for. Yes. That's why tongues is so powerful. It's spiritual. It takes you deep into the realms. All dead people wish they could communicate back to us to tell us that, hey, Charlie, there is a world more real than this world. This world is not our home. We have been made clay and God breathed in us. And it's like it's a magical, wonderful world. An amazing world. But it's not the real world. The real world is out there. They wish they could come back to you, send you a WhatsApp, say, Charlie, pray at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. prayers are wild. Hey, I think we should pray at 2 a.m. Yes. They wish they could come back and tell you. Bind devils. Every time you do, you say this, it happens in the spirit. Yes. So, your life is changing by these prayers. Amen. Today I'm standing on black steps. Black steps in Mampong Cathedral. But in 1988, I was standing on black rocks at Kolegono Beach, praying, Thy will be done. Pakalo Shakabala. Thy will be done in the future. Do you think I prayed for these black steps? I didn't even know the word anakazu. The word anakazu, I didn't know it. You know how I knew the word anakazu? I went to preach somewhere. And I opened my Bible. I was thinking of what shall I preach? And I saw Luke 14. I said, oh, let me preach this story. And then I saw the word compel. And I just checked on the side. Compelled, anakazu. So I said it for the first time at Calvary Road. Yeah. So I just chanced on it. The word is anakazo. They were looking at me. Do you think when I was standing on those black rocks, I was playing for these black steps? There are steps you will stand on. There are places you will walk on. They are within the mysterious prayers you are praying. Right now, if I ask you to give your topic, you may say, I need earrings that will match with this particular dress. And it sounds a little funny because it's out of range completely of what is needed and necessary. Yes. A high-speed train is coming your way, loaded with blessings. Both cargo and human beings and people that are important for your life is coming your way in the name of Jesus. God will avenge you speedily in the name of Jesus. Yes. Sit down. The black rocks have turned into black steps. Kashiko Shakasha Kaloba Shabala. Many black steps. Many steps. I was standing on the rocks like that, and the sea was out there, and the moon was out there, and I could see the water glimmering in the night. Far. It was very dark. And I used to think of the missionaries. And I looked this way and see black rock. Scared. Even we were scared. We were attacked, actually, one night. The last night we went there. We didn't go back. But every night I was there praying, "Thy will be done." I've not heard of the word Lighthouse Chapel International before. I've not heard of UD. I've not heard the word Kodesh. I've not even heard of you. And you hadn't heard of me. But it was in the prayers. I said a high-speed train full of people that are important for your life, full of goods that are important for your life, is coming your way in Jesus' name. Sit down, please. Yes. Your life will be beautiful because of your prayers. How many times I lay down between the door and the trunk and the bed. That was the only space left because the room was very small. The room is still there. At Achimota School, house 18. I used to lie there from 10 to 5. 10 to 5, I was in secondary school. Yes. Huh? What do you think? 1981. It's affecting me up to today. It has. Mysterious prayers that no one organized me to pray. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, the quality. This type of love, when you say I love you. When I say I love you, don't say me too. Say I love you. And then also say this. And then do this and say this. Doesn't feel nice anymore. Organized love. So much management into the love. Hug me, please. Kiss me, please. Smile. That's why fathers must blast their daughters until they smile. My father-in-law, my wife told me, he always says, smile! A lady must smile. You can't have a very serious... I don't want to say something. You must smile. I said, really? She said, yes. My father made her smile. A lady must smile. Yes, a lady must smile. One day if I'm with you and you are close enough, I will show you pictures, even maybe on either Facebook or people, and I'll show you. See, this person is troubled. See, this person is dangerous from the face and the absence of a smile or the presence of a smile. I can show you. If you become my friend, one day you ask me, I will show you. There's something we call read my face. Your face can be read. RMF. So God's gift is coming to you. So this evening, by God's grace, marks the prayer of ascendancy. You are going to ascend into something. Yes, in the next session. The prayer of ascendancy. You are going to ascend. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for sending angels in our direction at high speed. Sending people at high speed. Sending cargo and goods at high speed into our lives. We receive it. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, sit down. I'll go first. And I'll say it every day to you. You learn it as out of your love. Well, I don't have to say love me. Then you say, oh, we love you. I have to say sit down. Then you say we sit down. But naturally. I was telling you something. 10 o'clock. We'll be here at 10. I said 9:30, but 10, because I was just sharing something. I saw the train coming in your way. And it's too powerful. In Jesus' name. Amen. The train is carrying, I thought it was carrying only two things. Yes. I thought it was carrying people, and then it was carrying good, but I realized it was also carrying angels. Receive it. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Please. Sit down. I want to go first. After I go there, you come.